Friday the 13th. Welcome to Honestly Tipsy, where honestly tipsy girls give you honestly tipsy opinions. I'm Stacy.
I'm Karen.
She's so bad. We've been trying to do this intro for a while, so you're going to probably be stuck with this one, man. I hope you understood what I just said. Friday the 13th, I wanted to be spooky. The first time I did it, she did not get spooky out of it. She's like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, ooh. You know, it's Friday the 13th.
Jason, wait.
I love Friday the 13th. 13 is one of my favorite numbers. I graduated on Friday the 13th. Woo.
I'm learning a lot about you right now. I'm just going to say.
My anniversary is on the 13th, February the 13th, from when Wade and I first got together.
Isn't that sweet? I have no lucky day on Friday the 13th, but I do like a Friday the 13th. I like a little, you know, I like a little excitement in my life. So.
Yeah, I love it. So how are you?
I'm fabulous. So, you know, I own a wine shop, as you know, and all our listeners out there that don't know, maybe, because we've gotten some new listeners.
I know.
You know, Hawaii, China, Belgium, the Midwest, down south, Florida, Georgia.
Look at that. We are even
in North Carolina.
I love it.
We're kind of a big deal now, it turns out. But, so anyhow, that goes back to my drinking today.
Every day.
We own a wine shop to all you people out there. And some days we have to do tastings. That's how we get our wine. That's how we get our product. And so I did a little tasting today. So I might be a little more tipsy.
Yeah.
And a lot more honest.
I love it.
But in speaking of wine, we today, because as our honestly tipsy days go, we are drinking on this Friday of the 13th, a Franco Serra Nebbiolo. Have you ever had a Nebbiolo before?
I don't think so. I was wondering if I had this before.
So we have in our wine shop, we have carried this wine. In fact, we had the winemaker's son this is an Italian wine. Mm-hmm. We had the winemaker's son about 9 years ago, the winemaker's son
upstairs?
From Italy. No, that was a different one.
Oh.
But also from Italy. But we had this guy come to do a wine tasting. Nice, nice guy.
Aww.
And he is from Franco Serra. And this is a 2021 Nebbiolo. You know, it's a very light.
I was going to say, what did you call it? You said this is a great day drinking
wine. It's a great day drinking wine. Because it's light, it's not heavy. You certainly could pair it with foods if you choose. But if you want to just have a nice red to just drink, that's exactly what this is.
I love it.
And it's moderately priced, so there we are.
I love it. Even the day
love
drinking.
It too.
I like it.
Who doesn't love a little day drinking? Especially on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. I love it.
That one set me back.
I can't.
I gotta be honest. So just so everybody knows, it's Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. It is our 13th episode. And that is how we decided, for those of you out there, Stacy and I had a meeting.
Yeah.
And we decided that we are going to do 13 episodes for our season.
Yes. So season one will conclude.
Yep.
Today. And then Karen's talked about, it's so exciting. She's going to put together our blooper reels, which I'm going to tell you, season one blooper reels, you're going to want to listen to that.
We are funny. Okay. If you think. Yeah. If you even find us moderately entertaining right now, you will find us freaking hilarious.
So crazy.
When I get the season one.
I'm excited for blooper reels.
We
She's
saved
so good
all
at this
of them.
Stuff. Yeah. Karen is so good at this stuff. She will have it. You will love it. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. I mean, just the bloopers from today.
Just the three.
I can't even. Okay.
We have a few from today.
Yeah, so Karen, we were talking about age and just like forgetting how old we are sometimes. Like, we're like, yeah, when I was 18. Oh, wait, when I was like 19? I don't even know. Got married. You were like talking about that.
Well, you know, this came up in conversation. Recently, we've had a lot of, you know, it's that time of year. It's class reunion year. It's all those things. And I had a friend years ago. diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Hmm. Very sad. She's fine. She lived. Everything is good.
That's so awesome.
Like, bravo. But I remember they brought in, you know, the can, like, let's do a fundraiser. Let's donate money. And stuff. They brought in the can. They put her age on it. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound right because I know how old I am.
Yeah.
And she was like not quite a year older than me. But the age on the can didn't seem right. And I was like, because that would make me older than I was. Turns out I am older than I actually think I am. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is.
Her mother faked her birth certificate. Turn of events.
Well, you know what's funny is I probably could see that happening. Yeah. My mom would like to keep us all young all the time.
Yeah.
But
aww.
I know, God bless her. And but it was, so then I was thinking back earlier this week talking about weddings and anniversaries. I recently celebrated my 21st anniversary and I was like, yeah, I was, you know, 20, I just turned 27. My birthday and anniversary are all in the same month.
So
it turns out that when I got married, I had not just turned 27, but in fact had just turned 26.
So you were trying to like, yeah, you were losing a year.
Yeah. And then, so then.
Wait, now you've been married 20 years?
21 years.
Oh, 21. So, but you had been saying 20.
No. Well, okay. Well, no. I knew the amount we had been married.
Gotcha.
I didn't.
Know how old you were.
I apparently didn't know
okay,
how old
I got
was.
You. I got you. And what year, what reunion year?
So now, so then what happened is you know, we've been open at the shop for 11 years. God, I hope I got that right.
Woo!
We've been open at the shop for 11 years, nearly 12 years. And so I had about, I graduated in 1995, so pushing 2015. Some friends that I grew up with, graduated with, were planning our 20th reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
And God bless them, they came in the shop and they said, hey, we want to do the Friday night social in your shop.
Oh, I remember.
Right? Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I really appreciate
it. Not that I graduated with her. I just remember her telling me about that.
Yes, let's point out the fact you're a little bit younger than
I didn't
me.
Go there. You did. Man, do you see how defensive older people get? Snaps for Stacey.
Snap, 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 bitch.
Oh, God.
I'm going to snap something pretty soon. So... any hizzy, we so these girls come in and they kept talking about our 20th reunion, and I was like, wow, that doesn't make any sense, because why are we planning a 20th reunion when we just graduated, at that point I thought, roughly 16 years prior. And they looked at me and they were like, we graduated 20 years ago.
And you're like, well, I've lost time.
And I will tell you, the dumbfounded look I had after they, like, made it apparent to me that we had graduated 20 years prior, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like, I still, even in my mind, in my day's mind now, I do not get it. I don't know how that was 20 years. And so I thought, well, okay, I mean, I'll humor you.
I guess.
If you want me
Becky.
To, you
know, right,
whatevs. But clearly you all are the drunk ones. But no, apparently, as it turned out, we were at 20 years. Shocking to me.
Crazy. And now you're at?
So now, let's fast forward 10 years.
Oh, so you're 30
You
years?
Shut your dirty whore mouth. So I am not yet, but next year I will be at 30
like
years.
Like 2025.
Yes, because I graduated
okay, so
in 1995.
So this year's your like 29th anniversary.
It would be.
Yeah, but you guys don't sell.
We were that. Well, we're, okay, so here's the other thing. We're not... that old, I don't think.
You're
we,
not. You're
we're not,
not
that old
no,
of a class that we need to start celebrating every year or
right.
every 5 years.
Or combining classes.
Well, now, I didn't think we were at that age either. But we have a class before us, so class of 94.
Yeah.
And they're celebrating their reunion this year, 2024-94. Okay, that's fine. They're 30th. And they had... put out on social media, hey, let's invite classes of 93 and 95. We're not at the age.
You're like, no.
That we need to start. And they're not at the age. They're
so
1 year older.
So when you say we're not at the age, because you feel like that.
We're not even 50 yet.
I was gonna say, because you think it's symbolic of like. maybe they need more attendance.
Yes. Yes. Everybody has started to. So
I pass on to the next world, Friday the 13th.
Because I had another customer in the shop a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how he had just celebrated his class reunion. And I mean, his class, I think he graduated in the, God forgive me, but maybe late 60s, 70s. And wow, I jokingly said, are you at the age where you're combining class reunions now? And he kind of laughed and he looked at me and he goes, no, we're not. And I said, oh, good. That means that majority of your class members are still alive, that you don't feel you need to bring in other class members.
Right.
And now I've had people go, well, we just loved all our class.
The fuck you did! No. No.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
No, because, I mean, you might have liked some people that were lower classmates or upper classmates. Yeah. But as a whole, you did not like everyone as a whole.
And let's be honest. No. If you were in a class where you were like, I loved all the classes. That's called Mormon homeschooling.
Right, because I don't understand how you did that. High school is 4 years. You got the, like, you have your lower classmen, you have your upperclassmen. No, that's what you call them. Like, you're exactly right.
We have junior seating areas. You had senior seating areas.
We had freshmen, man.
Your freshman seating area was outside across the street
like,
and down.
Don't talk to us.
Yeah, like, freshmen don't even look at us.
And when we were freshmen, we knew not to look at people.
You knew there was a hierarchy. You knew junior hall. Yeah. You knew.
I will say I was kind of a bad bitch, and like I had a lot of upper class friends because I rode the bus. Like we, and there was like it was a big thing to ride the bus.
We would have called you a whore.
No, not like that. But like I
we
was
wouldn't
a,
have cared why it was.
I
that
was
you were
a
friends.
Chris,
you
right?
Were, oh,
and
man.
I kind of was like,
did you have siblings?
Attitude. No, what kind of? Yeah.
Did you have siblings that paved the way for you?
No.
You were just. I just you were one of them.
And I was like, I'm not going to fuck around, man. Like, I made it known. You're not going to fuck around with me, man.
Yeah. Well, okay, did you have the people in school? So I have since graduated from school. But I have had people reach back out to me and say, hey, you know, in school, you were this or you were that. But like in a positive way.
Yeah.
Things I never, ever thought of myself. And have you ever experienced that?
Yes. Well, yeah, because, like, I remember, like, running into people when I'd go back home to hometown or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, my God, I remember you so well, Stacey. You were the girl who was always smiling. You were the girl that was always singing a song between classes.
Did you think of yourself that way, though?
Yeah. I mean, of course I did. Like, I was. I'm like, hi.
Okay,
I was nice to everybody.
I've had people, like, message me and say, I wanted to ask you out. Or you always acted this way and stuff. And I remember saying to myself, like, that's not how I saw myself at all. Not even.
Oh my God. That is so funny because, like, I definitely saw myself the way other people I thought saw me.
I love it. You were like, everything jives.
Everything's good. Like, I really did try to make sure that everyone felt comfortable and I said hi to everyone. It didn't matter all the things, right?
So I would say hi to everybody, but were you ever like into? I'm a different person than I was in high school. In high school, I could be easily intimidated. So much so.
Wow.
And I put myself, which is so different than I am as an adult, but I forced myself to do classes like. I didn't like to be in front of people. I didn't like to speak.
So you did speech.
Really? I did drama. I was like, I don't like to feel like this intimidated person.
Yeah, that's always good.
So I made sure I went so far out of my comfort zone.
I love that. I think, yes, because a lot of people think I'm so outgoing and crazy. And I am now. But back then, I mean, everything I did, I always was filled with self-doubt, right? I'm not good enough. I'm not going to make this.
I think that's like a high school.
It's probably a high school. Like, right.
It's a teenage thing. You're going through the changes.
So, you kind of gravitate to the things that you don't feel strong on. And I did the same thing.
Understood.
Theater, music, debate, speech, all that good stuff.
I did debates, yeah.
I was like, I want to be good at all this stuff. And yeah. so I think it did help. And it, but it,
I was not good at all this stuff.
It did not come natural.
No, it didn't.
Like AP English, I remember just thinking, why am I in this effing class, yeah. man? Like, this is so hard.
Also,
and I,
why did you yeah. say effing? You know we say fuck.
Fucking class. Well, because now I'm in high school and I have to be appropriate. I'm like, Mr. What was my, Mr. Oh, I can't remember his name. Nolet. Mr. Nolet is going to get mad at me. I can't say any ways. It's always any
oh,
way.
Exactly.
Never any ways. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm very scared right now. Karen, he's going to come out to.
I took a speech class and my speech teacher, I think has since passed away. He was speech and Spanish. And but I took speech with him. His name was Mr. Frojen.
Oh.
Frojen. And I will tell you that I would pee my pants, but I was like, I need to do this. And his teaching was very monotone. He literally, he didn't, his voice didn't raise or lower anything. It was just, hello, my name is Mr. Frojen and we are teaching class. But he was the best thing ever.
I love it.
He made us, of course, a speech class. You have to get up, give speeches. I'd get up, I would give speeches. And of course, back in the day.
Wow, Karen, that was really good. I'm really glad that you did that. That was a good topic.
What? That was you.
I love
hello,
that.
Mr. Frojen. I'm so sorry.
No, I think it's
no.
Great.
That's exactly
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But I would get up and I would give speeches. And you know the things when you're giving a public speech, especially, you fall on your safe words, basically. Like.
Oh my goodness.
And so yeah, yeah, yeah. you know.
And then when you're thinking of it, you do it worse.
Right. And so we get up and I give a speech. And if I had to do the open pause, if you will, it was, well, you know. And he would shout out from the back. All of a sudden, Mr. Frojen wasn't so monotone. He'd go, I don't know. And I'd stop and I'd go, I'm like, well, yes, you do know. And he, no, I don't know. Or I'd go, well, you know, it's like.
You're going to find out.
Right. And I'd say, well, it's like. And he'd go, it's like what? I'd stop and I can feel myself paralyzed with fear where 30 other students are looking at me, but they also know they have to get up, give the same speech, mm-hmm. and they're, and I'm, what the fuck? So now my fuck has become my
you're like, this is it. Well, I graduated a little after you, in 2003.
So good to know.
So I do have a funny story. So graduated on Friday the 13th. There was probably about 300, right? 350 people. Hey, I have always been an old soul. It's what it is. So I graduated in 03. And some people still are like, what? Like, I can't even with that. And so we graduated and it was great. But then our 10-year reunion was really fun. You know, we had a great time.
Are you a reunion girl? Do you go?
So, yes, normally. I'm going to say normal, and I will continue forward going, comma, however. So we had our 10-year, which was great. The gals were in charge with it. Shout out to those ladies that, like, threw our awesome 10-year, right? And then the boys were in charge of the 20th. There was some communication.
Oh, you guys switch off.
Yeah, that's what's kind of the idea. But, like, I get it. Like, people get busy. There's things going on. So I don't think it all worked out as well as everyone had thought it was going to.
Wait, when the boys planned it is what you're saying?
Correct.
Not a negative
yeah,
to the boys.
Yeah, not negative to the boys. I don't want to be negative. I
but
think
the boys sucked and the women were awesome.
Like, they were busy. Like, right? I don't know. There's stuff going on. Okay. Maybe. And so, anyway. So then a couple of people banded together to be like, hey, let's just do a 21st. Reunion.
Oh, God, you start doing odd year
well,
reunions.
And not like we're going to do our 30th.
I mean,
first.
I gotta be honest,
we're not
going to
do that.
I'm not even going to my 30th. Like,
well, I'm
going to
go to my
30th. I'm certainly not going to an odd
year
reunion.
I want to go to my 30th. I'm going to try to help plan. Because, like, I was even going to try to help the boys. Like, but even my schedule didn't even, like, jive with everything. So then I didn't get to go to this, like, you know, 21st celebration.
20?
Hoopla. Which is great. Like, it's fine. But I was like, oh.
Hoopla.
Well, then well, because then I had pointed out on one of the posts, I'm like, oh, then we're going to be at the 20th anniversary of this class. And they're like, oh, yeah. And I was like,
Wait, are you doing it at the school? Or where is your...
Well, we usually do it at the casino out, like, by Shelton.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Because, it's a nice casino. Like, so we rent a little room, and then you have...
Where else are you going to do a high school reunion but at a fucking casino?
Listen, so Friday night, we like to do, like, a mixer. In the daytime on Saturday, we do a family barbecue-ish type thing.
Oh, family. And see, that's the thing. If I don't know you as an adult, I don't want to know your fucking kids.
Oh, God, I can't. Hey, my kids are great, bitch.
I mean, your kids are great, but I don't want to know everybody's kids.
If I didn't keep in contact with you 20 years later, I certainly don't want to know Junior. I do like that. That feels like if you can't make it to other events, you feel like you can go to this. Anyway, you're such a bitch. I love you.
I'm so different than I was in high school. But please continue.
But so anyway,
I'm anxiously awaiting.
So I have said since our 10-year reunion that we have have to do a destination reunion. Wouldn't that be fun? I want to do like a cruise somewhere or something fun. Wouldn't that be fun?
You want to be on a fucking cruise?
I left my class. I didn't hate my school.
Oh my God, you want to go back to high school? Trapped.
I do not want to go back to school. I did not want to go back to school, but I like the people I was going to school
with. Well, I
guess
if I'm on a cruise ship and I'm drunk 24/7,
I'm going to be singing karaoke.
I'm happy too.
Free bar. Let's talk about
that. I mean, there are some people I would love to, but here's the thing. The people I would love to see, I see.
Well, that's true. But I don't, though. Like, but I think also we keep in touch, and I know it sounds funny, but, like, I see Facebook peeps, and I love it. Like,
that's If I am friends with you on social media, I see you. Yeah, I got you. I think you're great.
I love
but
seeing your kids grow.
But there is not anybody in school that I'm going, man, I'd love to be trapped on a cruise ship with you after all these years.
What if it was like a murder mystery wine cruise?
Oh, I'd love a murder mystery.
Actually, like,
there's a few people I'd love to, like,
That's what I was going to say. And we actually get to murder the people. No, I'm kidding. We don't want to murder people.
Man, well, on the murder topic, I think we are just the tip.
So, okay, just the tip. On to murder. And just
I don't know that we merged into it correctly,
but listen.
Did you hear how I did that?
I did.
We merged.
Yeah. Okay. And just because it's Friday the 13th doesn't mean Karen and I are going to kill people. Anyway.
Wow, you really kicked that up. We're not going to. Now I feel like we got to backpedal a little bit.
Oh, really? Who do you got in mind? I'm just kidding. Anyway, I digress. So here is our just the tip. And like she said, she's like, we're merging right in.
Let's be honest, if the FBI comes out to investigate us.
That means they're listening.
They're listening.
Yay!
Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Shout out to DC.
We're making it.
That's right.
All right. So speaking of merging. I want to talk about just the tip. Just the tip. Ohio,
we love just
in 1891, had the first car accident. Thank you.
Fuck you, Ohio.
Fucking Ohio. Thank you for starting what is the stupidest thing that can ever happen to human beings, which is getting into a car.
A fender bender.
Yeah.
What? How do you think? Let's just play this out for a second. How do we think that Ohio's accident happened? Because... What, in 1891, you said?
1891, so I'm
What is that, Model A? Whatever, is that right?
Yeah, sure.
So what do we think? They were going like 10 miles an hour? Like, seriously, how did that happen?
10 miles an hour, and they're like, Betsy, your cow's out again, fuck you, and then hit the cow, and then bam. First car accident reported.
Betsy, your cow's out again.
History.
Fuck you, Betsy.
Yeah, like, seriously. Benjamin had such a beef with Betsy. You know, I theme my names. I can't help it. Now it's on to the B words.
I fucking love it. Fuck you, Schmetzy.
Schmetzy and your fucking bovine. See how I did that?
Bovine.
I like it. So anyway, this actually brings us on to our next topic, which I'm going to start off because I'm highly annoyed because I drive a lot for my
job. She has been anxiously waiting for
this
topic.
Because like some of my topics, actually, I was shooting to her recently were, I hate everybody, everybody fucking sucks. And she goes, wow, you got a lot to unpack there. I'm like, yeah, I do.
We don't have enough time. Like, she's on a schedule.
And to be fair, I don't hate everybody. I love people. However,
Ooh, no, 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 no. I don't love people as a whole.
I love some people, but I generally
hate the majority of humanity.
I hate a lot of people. That's less people I hate.
That seems weird.
I don't. Anyway, so, but what I do dislike strongly with a passion is fucking bad drivers.
Hate them.
And it's like we're in another epidemic, another pandemic with fucking shitty-ass drivers.
Yes,
in our area.
Bad.
You know, we live in the Grays Harbor area. I just want to say I'm so sorry to everyone. Condolences if you've had a loss recently.
Feels
because
like
it's been really awful.
It's been a lot,
right?
Yeah.
It's been awful. And so I don't take that lightly. We're not joking about that.
We're not, but thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, for sure. But let's talk about those motherfuckers who are causing these accidents. Man, like, is it appropriate to, for some reason, cut me off for no fucking reason? Because you have to be in the whole other lane. But no, you're going to cut me off just for shits and giggles to where I have to put my brakes on, move to the next lane, which then, by the way, you're going to speed up like a motherfucking asshole and get in front of me because you have to turn the next turn. What was the point? Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Do you ever, I will totally do this. I will speed up on somebody. If they are like, if they are gunning to pass me and then like weaving in and out of traffic, and we have
I try
a red
to box
light,
them in with somebody.
Oh, I will totally
I love
box them
doing
in.
That. I love being that. I'm like, oh, you think you're cool?
No, I'll fuck with somebody. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the red light. I will literally speed up to make sure we're still there. Because I'm like, was all that worth it? And then I'll steer them down.
Well,
I'll be that bitch that's like, fuck you,
I
see.
Do too. Yes.
And
yes.
Here's the thing. I am in one of two vehicles. I am in Benzie, which can go 180 miles an hour. Okay.
Love it.
So if you want to test me, I will test you. I come from a
Let's
long
play, baby.
Line of fast drivers. Or I'm in Ryan's truck. Now, I won't test it in Ryan's truck necessarily, but Ryan's truck has a lot of giddy up and go.
It's a pretty truck.
It's a pretty truck, and it does drive fast, so. Do you ever do that?
I.
You might be calling the police.
I was just weirdly
trying to.
For some reason, my phone. You saw I did nothing. My phone tried to FaceTime Christine Luce. I mean, Christine Luce. We love you.
We love you, Schmishteen.
Mish-smoosh. I don't know.
Mish-smoosh.
Anyway, I don't know why I'm so sorry. Anyway, I got distracted. But no, I typically try not to be an asshole, right? But there are times when I'm like, oh, no.
It's a reaction.
Yes, they brought it up. Yeah. But for the most part, what I'm seeing more and more is like highway driving. I'm seeing that weaving in and out like fucking, where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, where's the fire? And then guess what? I catch up with you. We all catch up with you.
Yes, exactly.
Brandon. Brandon, we're going to catch up to you. So I live on a very dangerous road.
You do. You really
so,
do.
Like, I live out in, like, 101. It's dangerous. People get in accidents a lot. It's not great, right? Yeah. I am so super chill. I followed a Final Destination log truck the whole way in today.
You were waiting for that goddamn log
to come back. I am always waiting. But guess what? I'm 3 car lengths behind. I don't give a shit what my speed is. I'm not going to be on that log.
And you know what? That log truck driver, he appreciates that.
I know. Because if he or she, because I think it was a she. Weirdly, because I saw them across the street parked. Anyway,
understood.
It's a long thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I know that if they have to brake quickly for whatever's happening in front of them,
right.
I can't be 2 car lengths.
Correct.
I need to be 3 or 4.
It takes a while for them
to
brake. Yeah.
Like, and there is serious stuff. Like, I just cannot do it. Like, so I'm very mindful of all of that.
And that is good. I had a cousin from Seattle. So my dad was a log truck driver. And my cousin from Seattle, because she loved her, but doesn't understand how it works. And she goes, well, I have no problem tailgating a log truck. And he was like,
what the?
And my dad, and when she said that to my dad was like, basically, what the fuck? He
like,
wouldn't say
I would,
fuck.
I would be upset.
He literally looked at her like, what the hell? And she said, well, you have all those brakes on your truck. So that means you can stop faster. And
I
he
can't
goes,
even.
That's not how that works. But people think like her.
I've never thought that way. Is that
I know
a dumb
you
girl
haven't.
Thinking? Like, dumb person? no offense to your cousin, but
no, I'm not taking offense.
I'm just saying,
a her issue.
Yeah, we're sorry to make fun of you, but like, don't be dumb.
We're not making. Well, she has become a whole thing, but
yeah.
And that was shit. I'm 47. I was probably 40.
I'm
years
sure
ago.
She's fine now. Anyway,
but people think.
But
that
people
way.
Think the wrong
That's
thing.
The problem
so,
is that people have this misconstrued
yeah,
idea.
Or like I notice people passing. I'm like Rinzi the other day. We've all talked about Rinzi. She's 13.
Love me
she's
some
13 Rinzi. On Friday the 13th on our 13th episode.
Woo-hoo. It's her birthday today?
No. She's just 13.
Oh.
No, she's already 13. Anyway, I love you.
Well,
God,
you know what?
You.
Actually, okay,
yeah.
I'm going to go with it.
Anyway, so
happy birthday, Rinzi.
I mean, but like 13, we're in this 13 theme. So anyway.
It is a 13
so
theme.
She, you should have seen her watching this person like, you know, because I have very little rules about our road. It's one, don't follow too closely because there's no point.
It's not worth it.
Doesn't matter if the asshole's going
nope,
40, you're
going to
go 35,
it.
Yeah. Man. It's just, and it sucks because you do get behind those people sometimes. But guess what? I'm going to make it alive.
Exactly.
Without
Who cares if you make
any
it five
issues.
Minutes
right.
You're alive.
I'm alive.
You're not dead.
So we don't follow too closely. We do not pass. I have passed on that road. I've lived there since October of 2021, maybe three times. Because it's on the straight stretch. There's 100%. I know I'm not going to like die. Right? Like, I mean, I'm very, very cautious person. So those are my two rules, man. That's pretty easy. Okay, so she's watching this car, and I swear to God, this car almost, like, gets hit three different times on the way home. And she's, like, she's, at this point now, covering her eyes. She goes, oh, my God, he's going again around that corner. What if there's a car? And I'm, like, say a prayer, man. Because I, as a driver, cannot fucking see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, why do you feel like you have to risk your life to get around all these three cars that are in front
right.
of you, right?
Right.
For no reason. And mind you, it's the type of situation where he goes around me at a really scary spot. So
right.
I slow way down. I'm
right.
not about
exactly.
to get into that accident.
Exactly.
Gets in between me and the next car. Speeds past the next car in a very dangerous situation. The next car must have done the same thing and then does it a third time. And Rinzi is like terrified. She goes, that person's gonna die. And
oh,
I was like,
my
oh
God.
My God, it's okay.
Oh, Rinzi.
And literally, as we go to where we can see, he's still in the other lane with a car head on, and he had to swerve. The other car had to swerve. Ugh. Everyone's swerving. Because you have to get where?
Everyone was kung fu fighting.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Na, 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 na. Hey, it's bring us right back to the first episode. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm going to be a little bit.
That's why I went before the show. I'm not just a pretty face.
Oh, my. Well, you're not.
You're
that
not.
Is
and
true. You're
yes,
a lot of
neither
things.
Neither are you. You're the best. But, yeah, these people are fucking stupid. So here's a little bit of a wonderful warning out there. If you drive shitty, we hate you.
We do. We hate you.
We hate you.
Sorry.
So,
this is honestly Tipsy telling you,
like,
we hate you.
We hate you. And now we're signing off. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, basically. That's
basically.
It. We're
that's
ending
it
on Friday the 13th.
It.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Now, I want to know, though, right? I know we're getting to the tipping point, but Karen, I know all bad drivers aside and all this shit, we get you. We see you. Don't worry. We see you out there.
Oh, we see you.
We see you. But we're going to move on from you motherfuckers. And I have a question. Do you fear Friday the 13th? Do you fear, like, black cats and walking under a ladder or a broken mirror?
It's funny that you say that. Do I fear it? Not really. Do I believe? Am I a superstitious person? Yes. I had a mom who, and she could, I can't say that she fully believed in it or she was just doing it out of just ha ha ha.
Yeah.
But it was embedded in me. Like, she would, if a black cat crossed, we lived in Central Park, mm-hmm. on Central Park Drive. Excuse me. And if we drove down the road and a black cat crossed in front of us, she would stop. If a white cat crossed in front of us, she would turn around. White cat meant death.
Really?
Black cat meant just bad luck. Yeah. And so we would stop for a black cat, wait for another car to pass. White cat meant death. She would just turn around and drive somewhere.
OMG. Yeah. I've never heard that. I love this.
So
this was like kind of a weird, I went on an unscripted. We usually kind of know our topics, right?
Yes.
But it's Friday the 13th. I was like, let's go a swing and a, let's swing it. And I did not miss. This is so good.
Yeah. So, but I will say on Friday the 13th, I have done a lot of, you know, my parents had the original, like a Ouija board, like a wood Ouija board.
I love me a Ouija board.
We did all the stuff. I come from a haunted house.
Oh,
I live in a haunted house.
I don't think my house is haunted.
I find that shocking because...
Well, because of who passed away in it. Like somebody, I think they passed away. They either passed away or they didn't.
And I find it shocking because one of my original haunted house memories is in your neck of the woods.
Well, see, and that's where I thought, because I came from in Aberdeen. My house, totally haunted. Shout out to my girl, Nikki. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Nikki!
Birthday,
Happy Friday the 13th!
Friday the 13th birthday. And I will say, her grandma haunted my house. Because it was her grandma's
when
house.
When you
in
lived
Aberdeen.
In Aberdeen?
In Aberdeen. Oh,
shut
no,
your dirty
no,
warm mouth.
Always. She,
you
no.
shut
And
up.
She sometimes could be squirrely. And I,
grandma?
Like, yes. And I thought Michaela was like, you know, because Michaela's my oldest. And
did
she'd
Michaela
be,
get blamed for
no,
a lot of
no,
it?
No, but she was, I did, could not right. understand why she was scared upstairs. She hated upstairs. She hated upstairs. And because it's like that attic-y loft type space.
I loved your house. I thought it was so cool.
It's such a cool.
And you had the French doors with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was cute.
Cool.
I
still really like that. I miss that house. I wish that it had fit the needs of what we needed. And we, because we actually.
I think we could have bought the house.
Oh, for a steal.
Do you know how I just said we could have bought the house?
We could have bought. No, we could have.
We could have bought the house and we could have done a lot of things.
Oh, my
just
God. I know, and kept. I know.
It's okay, but you know what? You know, to all our listeners, we're going to do a big, season thing out of Stacey's house.
And
but please
and you know what? And we should, we're going to try to videotape some stuff, and you'll really get to know us and see us. But anyway, I don't know. It's just
let's talk about your scary house thing.
Well, so I don't know. I just, things would happen, and I couldn't understand. I'm like, why are you always so scared? She's like, I don't know. I just hate it up there. And I think it was that. Like, there was she, like, you would hear creaking down the stairs, and I'm like, why are you up? She wasn't up. Because I'd go and check, nothing.
Oh,
like, and
wow.
then, like,
yeah.
so, like, my worst haunting ever was actually, I've only lived in an apartment once in my life. And it was in my early 20s after I had gotten a divorce.
Okay.
And I'd moved home to California for a while, 8 months, and it was great. But I was like, not the speed I wanted to raise Michaela. So
Understood.
I moved back
Understood.
Here
yes. yeah.
and lived in an apartment for a
okay.
while. That fucking apartment was the creepiest apartment. I don't know who the fuck died, but, like, I was like, what is happening? Like, I would, like, go and lay down, and all of a sudden, my dryer door would open. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
I am not kidding you. And then, like, if I was, so it's almost like half and half. I'm like, was this, like, spirit trying to protect me? Because if I felt fear of any kind, a light would come on in that house. I'm not joking.
You shut your door.
I'm not joking. It was so weird. Like, a light would just fucking turn on, and I'm like, are you trying to make me feel better? Because now I'm even worse. I'm like more scared. But like also there's something comforting in light.
No, I understand. I'm the same. When we have our experiences here at the house, at least, it is like everything, you know, I have one specific incident that I can actually prove to people. Ooh. Or I have a video of our oldest cat who we have since had to put down.
Oh, he went to Kitty Heaven.
He crossed the Rainbow Bridge.
We love him.
But there is a video that I have of him playing with our ghost.
Oh my God.
And it is about a 3.5 minute video. And it's about two or 3 years ago, something like that. And he is just, he all of a sudden became a kitten.
Oh.
And I'm at home, I'm watching TV. Ryan is not in the house. He's at work or something. But I started taking this video because I start watching him. And it is like if you've got a cat, anybody that has a cat, and you're like, you know, hanging a yarn ball or a string or something over him, and the cat just starts reacting, that is exactly what was happening. And it was like my cat was seeing this person have a string, and he's just jumping up. He's pawing at this, and he's rolling over on his back, like, rub my belly, the whole thing. And I started, at first I was like, thought he was having a stroke, to be honest. And then I realized he's not having a stroke.
He's just playing.
He's playing, but I'm not seeing who he's playing with.
Oh, Benny.
And so I take, so my video.
Benny's right. The ghost.
And so I take a video of about a minute and a half of him.
I want to watch that someday.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of. And like we've had. So shout out to our three listeners, one of which is my niece. And I want to just say this really quick before we end. Because at Friday the 13th, ghost, all things. Ooh. So we have going. So, you know, we are in our house.
Yes.
We have. It's a three-story house.
She keeps me in the basement. That's where I'm at right now. Really just do. So you know.
She doesn't need to know the way out. Okay.
I actually get scared sometimes. There's a little window, but I know
a little window.
My neck can fit through it, but my boobs are screwed.
The weeds to grow over it so she doesn't see it. But
well,
so years ago, so we've been in this house 18 years. Basically.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
It's a long time. And we get in this house, and my niece Josie, that recently got married, love her, beautiful, beautiful girl, teacher, love her. She's one of our three listeners. Do a shout out to her. But when we're talking about Friday the 13th and all the ghost stories and stuff, and so you and I, of course, are in the basement. That's, we'll call that the first story.
Sure.
Then
yeah.
The second story would be the kitchen, the living room, the dining room stuff. Third story is our bedroom, okay, where Ryan and I sleep and whatever. When Ryan and I first moved into the house, Josie has to be, forgive me, Josie, you've got to be 25-ish now. I hope I'm not aging her. I think she's like 25.
I'm going to say 22 because we're always 22.
She's not 22. That bitch got drunk a long time ago. Okay.
Josie, you can get drunk at 22.
You shut up, Stacey.
I'm just saying she's 22.
So 25, and you're just trying to make bones.
I am.
But, so 25, so we've been in here 20, so she was, say, 6-7 years old, maybe. Her and her mom, who is my sister, and her dad, my brother-in-law, they all came over. We bought the house. They were just so excited. Hey, let's come over and see Ryan and Karen's house. Like, this is so cool. They bought a house. You know, everybody wants
that's
to see the house somebody bought.
Course.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Now, could everyone come over a year later when caulking needs happening? That would be
no.
Great.
Suddenly they're busy.
Suddenly they don't want to see your house when you need a bunch of caulking.
Suddenly shit's
busy. Am I saying caulking right?
You're not, but it's just, it's caulking.
Caulking. Macaulay caulking. Anyway, go on. What? Go on.
I can't even believe I still have to work tonight.
Okay. Oh, I love you.
So.
I think you should call in sick. Ryan!
Just kidding. Right, hold on. Our really screenshot just went real big right there.
We're sorry.
Okay. So anyhow, so fast forward. So Ryan and I have some experiences. Ghosts in the house, candles, the whole thing. We have some pencil marks. And to date, we still have those pencil marks. And they go up to our bedroom. And it is like a child took a pencil and just walked up the stairs, and then the pencil just goes, you know, if you're holding the pencil as a, say, a six-year-old child, and you just walk up the stairs, that's it.
So, like, it wasn't there when you bought the house?
Wasn't there when we bought the house. So, but here's the thing. So, Ryan looked at me. I'm so sorry, Josie. I still love you, and Ryan loves you. And this is not personal, but Ryan just assumed it was you. Okay.
I was going to say, did he?
Shout out to my three listeners, and one of them is Josie. But Ryan literally said, he was like, could Josie not write on our walls when she goes upstairs? And I go, she didn't go up to our bedroom. She didn't go up those stairs. And he was like, what do you mean she didn't go up those stairs? He goes, there's a pencil mark that goes up. And I go, yeah. And I understand the idea was that at the age that when we bought the house, at the age she was, it would have made sense. I go, but she never went upstairs. She literally stayed with her mom and dad. Looking at the house, we never took them upstairs. And he said, well, then why do we have pencil marks going upstairs? And then that was our first sign that we had something going on.
Okay, well, Josie, if you tell us now that it really was you, because the statute
don't
of
tell
limitation,
us now, man.
Don't.
I fought for I'm gonna you, say, Josie.
Don't admit it now, because I actually like
it's,
the ghost. I like it better than it's a ghost.
It's too late.
A ghost.
It's too late.
You know, that's so funny. Well, I think we are at the tipping point.
We are so at
but
the But
before
tipping
we
point.
Go, I do want to say happy heavenly birthday to my mom, whose birthday was yesterday.
Shut your dirty mouth.
I know that bitch is up there drinking something. I know it. Probably a Grey Goose martini or a Grey Goose vodka soda. I
was
got
she
you.
A Grey Goose fan?
She liked Grey Goose. I don't love Grey Goose.
I don't
know why.
Like
but
any
she
vodka.
Liked Grey Goose. She liked vodka.
I like vodka.
I like vodka. Imagine that. But like,
maybe
just,
we all do a vodka based
yes,
drink.
We should.
Like a lemon yeah. drop.
A
or...
lemon drop. Or, oh, we used to go to Gladstone's in California. And they would serve us our lemon drops with a lemon sucker.
For all our California listeners.
Yeah.
Go to, what is
Gladstone's.
It? Gladstone's. Yes. Shout order, out to Gladstone.
Order a lemon drop.
We got a lot of California listeners.
I know. And it actually comes with a lemon sucker. So I used to take it out, suck it a
like
little
a,
bit.
Like a dum-dum?
No. Like a, it looked like a lemon. It
no,
was
no, no.
Shaped.
You know what I, dum-dum, yeah. like a dum-dum
Well, kind of like a dum-dum, but it was, yeah, like it was flat and it was like, it was,
it wasn't
you know,
a
like those flat.
It was
yeah.
a real sucker.
It was a real sucker. No, but I know what you meant. So I used to suck it off for a while, which sounds funny.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. And then I would give it to Michaela.
So we're going to get a lot of new followers now.
So I would suck the vodka off of the sucker and give it to my then two
okay.
or 3 year old.
I'm
self.
Just,
so
this went porn
anyway,
real quick.
It did not. Boy Kelly, get out of here. We love you, Boy Kelly. But anyway, I just wanted to say happy heavenly birthday to her. And
I love
you.
It. Happy heavenly birthday to your
and,
mom.
And thank
that
you everyone
fabulous.
Who has supported us, listened to us, added us, downloaded us. And I want you to continue. Don't forget, you can go to Honestly Tipsy. If you have fan mail, you can actually send it to us.
At our email.
Yes.
Please, it's honestlytipsy@gmail.com.
That is what it is. Yes. So great. So fan mail or topics ideas. We promise
yes.
we'll actually look at that. And
we yeah. want everybody to interact with us.
Yes.
And we will literally, season 2, you'll have video.
Oh, yeah. You'll have video. And we might even have a guest or two. Yeah.
We might.
Yes.
But we really, really want you to interact with us. Your feedback is so important. Our 3 listeners, we'd like to bump it up to 4 listeners.
Yeah.
Okay?
Could we
do
that?
Do we think we could?
Yeah, we could.
I mean, I realize we got Russia, China. We got Hana in Hawaii.
I love it.
We've got UK. We'd love to bust into yes. South America.
Yeah, I think we could really, we need everyone, we need to, we'll work on
tell
our
your
PR
friend,
too.
If you find us yeah. even a little bit yeah. remotely entertaining.
I talked to the furniture
friends.
Store today. So Selmer's, they actually all retired for real. I know
but
people
they really
always,
did.
They really did. Yeah. People are like, yeah. oh, what a hoax. No, they really did.
They
now
really
it's like
did.
Foothill family is now in there. And I've actually dealt with them quite a few times. Shout out to them. Thank you for putting up with me so far. And I'm going to pick up my couch on Sunday. But I'm excited.
Is that where yeah. you got your
yes,
fucking,
my red telephone wine holder thing.
I love
they're
that
so
shit.
Great. So
it's
I would
so
say
cool.
it's worth stopping in. They have just as great of quality things that Selmer's did. And they're also pretty
just a new family took
just
over.
A new family.
A new,
yeah, new
group.
New people from out of town. I think they are local too. I don't know. It's really confusing, but they're so nice. Jeff, I told him about our podcast today and he was like, what? I am so going to listen to this podcast. And I was like, he's like, you guys are my kind of people. So like, it's like really nice. So I'm happy.
You know what I love about our podcast is that we just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
We
it's
don't
so fun.
Care,
we don't
but
give
we're
a fuck
not
about
talking
things.
About anything major.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to
we weren't
escape,
talking about anything our last podcast. Apparently.
We really,
I don't fucking know
literally,
what that was.
The theme of our last podcast was what the fuck did we talk
what
about?
What the fuck did
we
talk
don't
about?
Even know.
We don't know. So, all right. Well, I am so appreciative of all this time, and it has been a really great season. I appreciate you. Can't wait to see you again.
It's our first season. We
Woo!
Finished.
We ended. Woo! So, for Honestly Tipsy.
Yeah, baby.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Karen.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait.